All right, welcome back to Jack Antics. This is a new mini series we call it the Bubble Boy Chronicles. And if you don't know what it is, you're too young to be listening. All right, I got a couple of guests, got the homies, the squad. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm the boy in the green shirt.
He the boy in the green shirt.
The boy in the green shirt.
That's Birdman. Rub his hands together.
Getting Birdman. All right. So we got Jarrell. You remember him from the last episode. We got Jamar.
And C-Mac.
And C-Mac, the boy in the green shirt.
Smokey.
Smokey.
Because he got that Smokey chain on.
That's my grandma chain.
my grandma getting that chain.
So
I'm gonna pull mine out so he don't feel bad either. Hold on, he going there.
I'm not gonna mute you.
So, all right. The first topic is we're gonna talk about what are good movies in the quarantine. You know, we all out here. We stuck in the house for 30 days. I honestly believe that we gonna be in the house till by June. But that's
some of them not gonna be in.
That's neither here nor there. But what are the shows, the movies, the anime that you watching during this quarantine?
Right now, what I'm watching is on Netflix. It's called The Platform. It's a movie. Basically, everybody are in tiers, and their food supply basically come down from the top to the bottom. I ain't watched all the movie yet. But right now, I done noticed it's about, I'm going to say it's a probably a good 250 levels on that, in that movie right there, or how many people on there. And the food starts at the top, and the very first person who gets it, they get like, you know how the kings and queens back in the days have like a, just a table full of food, just whatever they really wanted, their heart desire, They eat it right there. They probably only got like a minute, maybe 2 minutes to eat whatever they need to eat, and then it keeps going down. And then after that month is over, they gas the room to make them go to sleep. And you may end up on a higher level, or you may mess around and get on level 200. I mean, that need to go for you to survive, so you get whatever your contract said you was going to get. Movie kind of high, though. Y'all should watch that.
What's it called?
The Platform.
Okay.
I'll say mine right now, that what I'm watching a lot of is Kurosawa. Is an anime about how a guy died in like the first 5 minutes and he peed himself from shock that he died. Yeah. And now he's stuck in this game world that he has to defeat the Devil boss, whatever.
Devil King.
Yes, that was what his name was. Devil King to return to the real world.
Hey, what's the name of that one more time?
Kurosawa.
Ooh, no.
What is it called?
Konosuba.
Konosuba. I've messed that all up. It's all that up. It's all right.
You was gonna mess it up. I knew I was gonna butcher it.
How it's spelled again?
Spell it?
Yeah, spell it for the
Konosuba.
And I said Konosuba. Wow. Wording is hard, bro.
Nah, you stole that.
Huh?
Nothing.
I'm gonna play it back. And I'm gonna kick your ass.
It's a little late to go outside now for that.
Yeah, we the bubble boys right now. Okay.
You and Spring finally got their own curfew, too.
Oh, Raccoon City finally got a curfew?
y'all can't go outside and kill your chicken no more.
Golly, man. They still gonna do that.
Y'all can't go out there and hug trees.
That's how you think he ate them chicken nuggets. Right. He went outside and killed Gertrude.
Man, that is all organic right there. That
all organic, man.
Nah, he was playing Zelda because, you know, in Zelda, you can, like, play around and kick the chickens.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what C-Mac definitely did. Oh, wow. Kicking chickens.
Yeah, he definitely.
No way. I ain't going to stop bumping. No way.
All right. What movie did you, or game, I mean, not movie, movie, show, anything that what you watching right now that you said that's a good watch while we on quarantine, stuck in our bubbles? You said
Blacklist.
What? Blacklist? Blacklist? Yeah. What's that about?
Basically, international criminal seek help from FBI, and he gonna give names to all the most wanted FBI criminals that he knows of.
So he's 6'9".
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, he worked with the FBI and he still working with the criminals too.
So he's 6'9". Okay, we got the gist of the show.
But he got the money though. He got money.
He's 6'9". He
But she getting released though. 6'9" is getting released.
He's out of jail now.
Yeah, he out of jail now. I think what is it? YW Milley or YWU, whatever it is.
Milley.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get released too. Nah, I don't think he's gonna live now though.
Nah, he can. Okay, boy in the green shirt. What you got?
A few things. I just started a show today called The Good Morning Show. It's kind of like dealing with that fallout of the Me Too movement last year on, I think, what was it, like NBC or whatever.
So is it live action or is it anime?
No. The Good Morning Show is just a drama on like Apple TV Plus.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I forgot the news anchor's name was, but like, you know, he got caught up in like that Me Too stuff. It's kind of like showing the fallout on his TV station, like once he did it or he got portrayed that way.
So it's a docuseries?
Nah, I don't want to say it's a docuseries. It's kind of like just a hyped up drama, a dramatic version of it.
Okay.
I think it's like 8 episodes, but I mean, it seems good from the first one I've seen, but that first episode was like an hour though. I'm not even all the way done with it.
Okay.
I might need to check that out.
Yeah, I was watching that Digimon reboot as well, so.
Oh yeah, that did come out. I forgot about that. I haven't watched it yet. I saw it too.
Watch
list. No, it's this series.
Yeah, I added to my watch list, but I didn't watch it yet.
That's all right.
Tiger King, that's pretty wild.
I heard about it. People been telling me about that. I need to check that out.
I would say it's not like the best movie ever. It's pretty decent. It's just that too much wild stuff happens in the movie. That's why you gotta watch it. It's like,
okay, my question is, you say it's wild stuff. Do somebody die?
Yeah.
Well,
is that like the whole plot of figuring out who killed somebody?
No. One of it.
It's part of it, but
it's deep.
No, it's not deep, bro.
White people with tigers.
White people and tigers. It's pretty funny.
What is your title, Urel? Go ahead.
But I'm just going to spoil this one part of it that's pretty known. Okay, so one of the zookeepers is gay. Joe Exotic. And
probably the main person.
Yeah, he's the main person. But he's in a polygamous relationship with two dudes.
Whoa.
And one of the guys on there has a tattoo, like where his pubes should be. This is property of Joe Exotic.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm just going to say that. And it's wild. It's
wild. Joe, I already watched the show,
Just Joe Exotic, the dude, the meth head dude.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh, he do drugs too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Y'all ain't finna rush past this like y'all just say. The lineup y'all say one, they got exotic animals. You got a boyfriend with a property stamp. And he doing drugs?
Yeah.
So basically, he got the boyfriend from the drugs, and then the boyfriend like animals. So
yeah, he got two boyfriends with two husbands.
Did he get both of them from like he from doing drugs? Like they all.
I can't remember exactly. One of them was like
one of them worked at the zoo with him.
Oh yeah, the other one. The other one got the job off Craigslist. Zookeeper off Craigslist.
Oh man.
So is this like the trailer trash version of being hood rich?
But the tigers is the only exotic animal they got. Like, do they have like bears?
One of the other zookeepers I saw he had like elephants and stuff.
Golly. I want to, bro, real talk. This might be off topic, but I want to how many exotic animals are in captivity and how many are out in the wild. You think it's more that's like at people's houses and stuff like that versus what's out in the wild?
We'll hear more stories if they was at their house, because you know eventually they only your friend because you you feeding them. That's they don't like you. You feeding them.
Right.
So you don't feed them no more. That's when you become a snack.
You become food. You become snack time or dinner time.
Yeah, that's like nah, brother. They they won't.
Bro, that's crazy.
They like you because you feed them. They get food from there, so that's why they trust you like that.
Yeah, I've been paying attention to that.
Coronavirus recently.
Oh yeah, and a tiger got coronavirus.
Speaking of animals, can get this too though.
Yeah,
animals had it first.
It came from a bat.
Okay, it came from a bat.
It's an animal.
Then Chinese people got it. Then we came over here. Now a tiger got it. Now they got tigers in people's backyard. Now they finna get it.
How we just tie this whole time? Okay. Okay. Then y'all got any other movies and stuff that y'all can think of?
What about
movies, TV shows?
Onward.
I've been seeing a lot of pandemic stuff. That's all on Netflix.
That's
good marketing. Good marketing. No other anime that y'all want to plug out?
Go watch Baki.
Baki.
Go watch Baki.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's basically a martial artist that he throws them hands.
Ain't on him. Just type it in Netflix and enjoy. That's all. Yeah.
So
I ain't gonna say that's an all-time favorite, but that's good though.
Yeah. So you can watch like what? It's like people need to get up on like Verve. That's a good place to watch anime. Hulu. A lot of people got Hulu and Netflix, but Verve is another place to watch anime. Like I got a Verve account. They got Nickelodeon on there. Boomerang.
I might need to mess with that cat dog though.
Yeah. Yeah, Boomerang, like Courage the Cowardly Dog is on there.
I'm surprised they have Boomerang, because Boomerang has like their own app though.
Yeah. Y'all still mess with Crunchyroll?
That's why I mostly use.
Verve is made by Crunchyroll.
Oh, for real? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, what y'all thinking? What are you doing? Hold on, we stopped.
See what the show was.
Oh,
so woman.
Yeah,
Pornhub of the game.
He what?
Playing Pornhub of the game.
That man playing.
Oh man,
bro, you better get off this.
Well, you know that premium membership finna be up, right? You know you had to get in, get out. It was only free for a month.
What the hell?
That premium.
That's how they're gonna get you. They're gonna get you, and then they're gonna make you pay.
They're gonna make you pay.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's why you don't even sign up.
All right.
You must be playing Spider-Man.
The real life
That's what he's telling us.
I was about to say, because jokes on him, that shit's supposed to be free on PS Plus this month if he bought that shit.
Oh, I know what I'm finna download. Right there.
face is priceless. His face is priceless.
Like, uh-huh.
How much you spent on that? $60?
What, for the month? Oh, for his game.
For his game.
$39. Hey, C Mac, thank you, because that's a good segue to the next subject. PS5. You think it's coming out? Coming out in December?
It's gonna come out.
Well, it's coming out, but you think it's coming out in December?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all this stuff should be. I ain't gonna say it's gonna blow over, but it's gonna definitely.
It's gonna push back some things, though, but.
Yeah.
You don't think it's gonna push it back? You said what?
No. December should be a good time.
Mm-hmm. I only seen the controller. Is the concept art for the PS5? If that's what it's supposed to look like, what they had?
The big U looking shape of it?
Yeah.
I think so.
But y'all spaceship.
The spaceship, basically, yeah.
Spaceships on vacation.
Well, it look like it's a big Z instead of a U. What y'all think about that controller, though?
Bro, it looks like the Xbox One controller.
Are the buttons flat on it?
I don't know.
No, I think they raised.
They look flat.
Right, they look flat. They look
maybe,
they look
flat. But maybe yeah, that because it. the color on, of the thing.
Yeah, because y'all looking at black and white one, right?
Yeah, the black and white. Maybe because it's white on white. That's why the color of the buttons is the same as the controller. So
it's flat.
It looks flat. I don't know. We won't know until we actually get our hands. You said what?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was. And if it is, it's cool. It's just I was trying to figure it out if it was.
I don't think it would be, though, because, like, I know for myself, I like the, you know, function. Like, I can feel the buttons and all that stuff. Like,
true.
Nah, but I feel like if they were flat, you wouldn't have to worry about them jamming either, though.
I don't care about jamming.
You will when you're actually doing something, like, oh, shit, I can't move.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Okay. DOS be tested.
Yeah. Nah, I want raise buttons on there.
Yeah,
clip. Like it feels more tactile. It makes it feel like I'm actually doing something. If it's like,
yeah,
it's like say it like on your phone, you don't really feel like you're doing anything if you like on like playing
like Call of Duty, like Call of Duty Mobile or some stuff like that. You just touching the screen. You're not doing.
You
don't get no feedback.
The feedback is not as satisfying. I should say.
Right.
But you'll get used to it, though. I'm pretty sure you said the same thing when you got a smartphone at first.
It's just like you say, you get used to anything, but on the game...
I'm comfortable.
That feels comfortable. Especially for competitive gaming, it's just the feedback for it. You don't get an immediate feedback response from... buttons that you just touch like that.
Yeah, but like I said, it's one of those things that will probably phase out because, like, honestly, going from this to this was different for me because it just feels different.
Oh, from a PS3 to
but
PS4.
The buttons are still the same. It's just the feel of the...
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What y'all feel about the shape of it because it's a little bit more bulky. So, like you said, it looked like a Xbox One controller.
Yeah, it does.
They're going to get used to be a little bit challenged because you used to the
actual handle. It looks like a boomerang, bro. Like a mini boomerang.
It's always going to come back to your hands, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always going to come back to your hands.
That means I got the force.
But, it does look raised. I'm seeing like a side profile of it. It's a little bit raised.
Yeah.
A little, that's it. But nice.
That's fine. The buttons on the PS4 is a little bit raised. It's not that much.
But you got, I think he's talking about
the buttons.
Yeah.
The button.
How y'all felt about that presentation though?
It was boring.
Oh, about the solid state drive that people have been using
PCs. Yeah. Man.
I clicked out. I
felt like I was back in high school.
Yeah, I took a nap. I was like, what did you say? All right, get the pillow. Bring the pillow. Mm-hmm. Bring the air.
I got out 3 minutes out.
Huh?
I left 3 minutes out because it was like, oh, this is all technical. I'm like, fascinating. Where's the game?
Mm-hmm. It just
Where's like, the functionality?
Right.
Is it backwards compatible?
Right. I just want to know if it's backwards compatible.
Huh?
I just want to know, can I play my old PS1 games on there as well?
Right, right. Instead, even though I got all the consoles, but I ain't trying to pull all of them out.
Or at least what I would care about, are they going to put like the old PS1 store on the PS5?
PS1 store?
Yeah,
because PS3 had a PS1 store.
Yeah, the whole catalog. But it's not PS2. They probably put the PlayStation 2 store, since that was like the biggest library.
I don't know if I want the PS1 store on there, though.
Why not?
You don't want to play Taxi?
The revamped version of Taxi. Ain't nobody trying to play that pixelated shit like that. Come on, now.
There's people that would, though.
There are people play Twisted Metal.
Yeah, Twisted Metal was you know, though. But think about it, like, what was all the NBA games they used to play a long time ago?
NBA Jam.
Not NBA Jam. It was like it had Ray Allen on the cover. It was like NBA. I would say NBA Live or something like that, or NBA Hoops or Shoot NBA or something like that. 2004. No.
NBA with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. But yeah, the graphics on them was top notch back then. But I want them to revamp it a little bit.
At that point, I'll be like, I don't care about the graphics.
You just want to play it just to reminisce.
Yeah, the gameplay, because you know certain gameplays it lasts the test of time.
True. A classic is a classic.
Certain games.
That's why I had to have mini consoles.
Right. True. But the PlayStation 1 console was the mini was not up to par to the rest of them.
You said the mini wasn't?
No. The PlayStation 1 mini?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have to buy like a separate cord just to power it on or something like that?
Not a cord.
Huh?
I thought the cord came with it.
No, it was missing something. I cannot remember what it was missing something.
We talking about that white PS PlayStation
or
that
the mini one.
Remember I got the mini one. It came in the box.
It was missing something.
It was missing an extender so you can plug up two extra controllers besides the those two ports. You know, you got player one, player two. You had an extender that supposedly came with it.
I thought when it first came out, it was missing something. Alright. I could have sworn.
There's an AC adapter. There's a controller.
When it first came out, it was missing something. They might have added it later.
Good games.
That was a good game.
I don't know what half this shit is.
I might be wrong though, but it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
it's straight on.
It is, you know. And then yes. Yeah, that's I don't know.
All right. But I got a question, shoot.
What that?
How you think everybody gonna be once we get done with this quarantine? Y'all think they gonna be in shape? You think they're gonna be mentally stable? You think someone's gonna be pregnant? Alcoholic? Y'all think they're gonna be overweight? Have that summer body? Or just be the same? What y'all think?
Other people? A lot of people gonna be pregnant. Nah.
Some quarantine bae.
Yeah,
quarantine bae gonna be pulling up.
Names, a couple in the young name. They're twins. The name of
COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, COVID and Corona. And Rona.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
But nah, for real. I know for me that I'm trying to be better than ever, you know, learn a skill a day, not try to waste as much time because I know what I want to do. Yeah. And, you know, some people might not have that figured out yet, but, you know, that's okay. You know, it's not a race, it's a marathon.
All right.
But I know I'll try to be better than ever. If anything, that's what I feel like. What about y'all?
I really don't want to be overweight. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got so many quarantine snacks up in here. I just ate something, but I want to go back right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Why you want to cook dinner, Jarrell?
Just cook you.
What
a
you
dinner,
mean, man? You want me to tell you how? You want, look, listen
drinking
to this
some water. Water. Look,
snacks. You know how quick how long it takes to prepare a snack? 0.2 seconds. To cook something, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I ate about 10 snacks before that meal I was done.
Why don't you eat some fruit, man?
You said what?
Like actual fruit. Like, why don't you eat like watermelon or pineapple, something with like water in it?
I got tangerine, oranges, and what else I got in there? I got a whole bunch of fruit too. But
are you eating the fruit?
Yeah. I made a couple smoothies. But I'm still eating a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I'm trying to work out as much as I can inside this house. But I'm just mad though that we on punishment and we ain't even really did nothing.
They ain't got the belt. They ain't got the belt.
We got the belt.
And got told to go to our room to go to sleep.
Right. Yeah, drink some ginger ale and you'll be out in the morning.
You said what?
Don't come back out until the end of the month.
No,
yeah.
Shoot.
And I'm like, I done heard about your grades, son. 30 more days.
30 more days, right.
This is like the reverse of all the punishments I used to get in high school. So it's just like, oh, okay.
No.
It's not really.
I'm not going to get it inside the house. They made me go outside. Now it's just like, well, you're going to stay inside the house now.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm tired. No, stay in the house.
I guess it doesn't really bother me, you know. Shoot, I guess we all really been bubble boys at heart.
Well, I grew up an only child, so it's just like, oh, well.
Well, yeah. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. Hey, y'all think about watching all the Avengers? That'll kill a whole bunch of time.
Watch them
in order.
No.
No, everybody don't watch them. I'm watching them in order.
Nope. A lot of movies, I don't feel like watching them again. I'm going to be playing my PS4 and doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm over here doing it too.
But okay, so moving on to the next topic. Since, you know, these people trying to do better, what would you say what you think, which is better? Are you a mixture of both? Old school versus new school dating, which is new school dating, such as, you know, DMing women and all that stuff. Not really, just more online communication. And then versus the old school type of dating, just you go out in person, you actually approach a woman to say, hey, let's go on a date, blah, say, blah. What you say, are you a mixture of both?
Well, what's the cutoff for old school? Because, you know, like our parents are the first ones that really had cell phones and stuff. So,
Still had to get that person. They still had to meet that person or know somebody that had that person's number just to reach out to them. They didn't just have to see a picture and be like, oh, let me try. Let me just try to see if she like me.
And they have to give you the right number too.
Back. That's now. Well, no, you can get that Instagram, and that's it.
Yeah, the Instagram shoot, you straight. But no, I think I'm gonna say I'm a little bit more old school with meeting the person.
Yeah, but what you say is better though? What you say is better?
I'll say social media is making it a lot better because you're not just meeting people that's in your area. You can meet people in other states or find other people because your similar interests over the world. And then hopefully y'all just don't have no online relationship. You can meet in person with this person. Don't get catfished. That's the only thing I don't want. I don't want to see nobody get catfished.
Oh, yeah. He. What you said, C-Man?
That worked for me.
You're right, right.
That's an outlier.
That is an outlier.
That's an outlier.
It is, man. That don't know.
As if that's something that doesn't happen too much.
Well, you're a special breed of person, C-Mac, so, you know, that's why.
Yeah.
You take that how you want to.
Take that and run, my brother. Take that and run.
I mean, it's good. You found somebody. They didn't catfish you.
Yeah. Right.
I said that's good for you because you actually found somebody you like and you're with and they didn't catfish you. But I think most
of them. Trust me, I had to go through like 200 females on blackpeoplemeet.com.
Who you a hoe?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If everybody counted up how many DMs they done sent somebody, bro, we all.
About 200 females had inboxes last year around that time. Like,
trying to think about that. Nah, I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Like,
yeah, but old school would be better. Actually, it is better because you get to see the person, you're around the person a lot more. See their habits and stuff. But you meet them online. They kind of can hide behind that profile picture a little bit longer than you want them to. So,
yeah, all the time. That you still have to come out.
Not really, bro. I know you didn't see the catfish show before. I know
oh,
you.
Yeah, plenty of times.
Not really, but some of those stuff they be dumb. They don't be like,
yeah, they don't be thinking like he didn't want to get on FaceTime once with me.
And you've been talking to this person for 2 years?
For 4 years. I'm like, 4 years? You ain't seen this man at all.
I give it like a month max if I haven't met you before now.
I ain't seen you at all. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Facts. But I ain't gonna lie, people can lie like in person too. Like you can meet them, but they can just tell a whole different lifestyle that they don't even have in your face.
Yeah.
And you just gotta go by what they're saying. So
yeah, but at least there's like maybe physical signs when someone's lying or something you could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes but they're a good liar
or something.
True. Well, because, you know, well, I like the mixture of both because it's certain things that, like I said, certain things that you can do, like you can meet, you don't have to be stuck to women in your city. You can meet a woman that's in like Costa Rica. It's right. Like, hey, we're taking
the trip. You taking a plane to Costa Rica?
Not right now. I'm a bubble boy. What you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, pre-coronavirus, would you do that?
No.
Would you have done
it? You waste somebody else's time, though. If you're not going to...
I'm about to say it.
Go ahead and say it, Charlie.
Nah. But nah. I was just an example in Costa Rica. I'm not about to go all the way to Costa Rica.
Well, it didn't have to be Costa Rica, but you said you can meet people not nearby, right?
Right, right. You can meet somebody in the next state. That's something simpler so y'all won't take it literal.
All right. Let's say somebody's in California and you here.
Right.
In the South, so to shoot.
You can take a plane trip to Cali real quick.
Yeah.
How often would you want to do that, though?
Depends
on not in the beginning. In the beginning, it may not be in it for a real dope.
But when you start investing more time into it,
still gonna meet you halfway.
Yeah, meet me halfway or something. Meet in Oklahoma. Meet me in Oklahoma.
No, we just joking. The women on here, the women gonna listen to this like. These niggas ain't shit.
Hey, man. No, I'm going to come. We just got to vibe a little bit.
Oh, well, shit.
At least a month or two. Maybe a little bit more.
Hell yeah. See what you're about.
Yeah. I want you to vibe with me. I ain't trying to waste my money or your money or your time.
Throwing it back.
But I feel like for that, though, I guess with the new era stuff of talking to someone that far away, like, more, like, effort has to be put into it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. For me, if I don't see it, I'm just about to do it.
But, yeah. That's... But, you know, you either meet a chick that's, like, an hour away that you never met before.
Yeah.
And you can make that car. You make that car trip real fast.
Yeah, but I know people that are making excuses real quick. They'd be like, "Nah, I get something came up."
Well, at that point, how many chances would you give to ask somebody out?
And they kept you talking about asking them, and then they deny.
Yeah, they came up with the excuse.
You got to be a legit excuse.
I say max twice.
No, I bump that. I'm different. I'm a different type of person. You may call me stupid. Take that too bad. It probably like four, five.
Four. But if they keep getting lame, like the first one, I can believe it.
No, keep on going. My bad. I'm sorry. Okay,
the first one, something might happen. You know, okay, that's an excuse. Now the second time, you keep saying, "Oh, this happened. I'm gonna cut my losses."
Well, at that point, after the second time, it's up to you to make that. Well, not you. It's up to the woman to make to make that effort.
Make that decision. Yeah.
Guys, like, say if I want to take you, say, hey, girl that I can't think of name right now.
There you go.
huh?
Clarissa.
Clarissa, that does sound like a black girl name. I like it. she sounds like she makes good breakfast. Clarissa.
Oh, man.
Sounds like she makes good breakfast. She makes eggs, pancakes, and bacon.
Nah, I should be making that Cracker Barrel breakfast.
Cracker Barrel is the place where black people go to disappear. I was in Cracker Barrel when I was like, I'll say about 10 years old. Me and my family was in a trip, and I saw a family and they never came out the back, but they probably worked there. worked there.
the whole family worked there. What the kids doing? What they doing back there? Ain't no
daycare. They washing them dishes. No, they probably work there for real though.
Whoa. Okay.
Nah, I don't know. I've never been to a Cracker Barrel since.
Since that time, right there.
Nope, never again. And then, but most importantly, the food tastes weird over there. Tasted weird. I didn't like it. Huh?
It depends which one you go to. I've been to somewhere it's like the grits be like soupy, the eggs don't taste right, but then I go to another and I'm like, oh, okay, this is good.
Man, it tasted weird, bro. I don't know what it was. I was like, man, what did they do to this?
It might be in the water. Some might be in the water.
Man, nah. Did y'all listen to that Savage Anthem by Party Next Door?
No.
Mm-mm.
Something wrong with that man. I'm gonna read you verse 3 off Savage Anthem.
Okay.
I like I went straight to a verse. He went straight to a verse.
He says Bible. He said, "Wash my dick off before I get home." Mason Margiela owe me though. I'm the opposite of a hero. I'm the opposite of your hero. The makeup, the breakup was see-through. the way I did you was illegal. Your girl was right. Yes, she called it. You should have believed in your people. Tucked you, then went to the strip club, VIP, got my dick sucked, came back to you and kissed you. That led to fucking on the tour bus, packed up and went back to Oakland. Finally, it's out in the open. I gave you the hope. You did the hoping.
Oh my God.
That's my question for you.
Huh? Where did you find this stuff yet, man?
Why don't you have that verse on deck?
Because it was for the week. Because it was for the podcast.
Yeah, I know that he wanted that.
That man pulled that shit like a pass. Like, yeah, turn us to Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3.
I got the holy oil right here. I got it right here.
Pass the hand sign. Pass the
hand. Rebuke all them corona demons.
Right, that was funny, bro. That was funny.
No shame, Charlie. No shame.
No, nah. That ain't me, bro. That's him. That's what he said.
You hit a verse, though. Direct verse.
Because I saw it and it was for the podcast. Don't be, nah. This is how we do research. I got my book and stuff.
Your book?
Yeah. I normally keep a book right beside me. But I keep notes and stuff in my phone for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know. I just wanted to see y'all reaction to that. Bro, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that one.
No comment.
Bro, and you eating no bacon bits over there.
First of all, these are banana chips.
Oh, he got his quarantine snacks too.
Yeah, oh. The healthy snacks. Not unlike some people with a
chocolate. Why is the name Bear? You go Bear Bananas.
Cause they all out there.
Yeah. But no, you know. What are some final remarks for this episode, this mini episode of the Bubble Boy Chronicles?
So wait, what was everybody's consensus on the dating thing though?
I got it.
I was cool.
What you mean?
Did y'all ever say mixture of both? Why?
Because you need both. Oh, you talking about C-Man, my bad.
Yeah, you can meet different people online, but it's best to meet them in person once you meet them online to see if they're the real person.
Okay. What about you, green shirt?
Banana chips.
I say old school, but that depends on a lot of things as well. Because if you're talking about even like after this stuff is over, you probably have people that are too scared to actually talk to you in person.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But then at the same time, even before this, you had people that act like they wouldn't give you the time of day. I guess because it's like, and maybe it's just me, I feel like because there's so many choices you can get with the new school way of doing it, it's like, why would I deal with you when there's like hundreds of other choices out there? So
yeah.
Hmm. It's all about, you know, that, and that comes back, like some people, I feel like that's people in general. Some people, when people try to hold them accountable and stuff, from my experiences, like some people don't like that, so they pick somebody that doesn't hold them accountable for things.
That but goes maturity though too.
Yeah.
Because to me, I think things worked better back in the day when you didn't have so many choices and you were forced to just put more work into it.
But that means you settling if somebody doesn't
want. Yeah, you settling. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, no.
I want to think settling.
But that means you have yourself together first in order for you to find out what you like.
But at the same time, with all these choices, if I pick you out of all these people, I want to be with you. Nobody else. That's saying something.
And that's saying something. You had a choice of like 30,000 people in the city.
That just,
I mean,
if I meet Clarissa from Texas, specifically Houston, there's a lot of fine women out there in Houston, bro. But
just throwing that out there.
Yeah, just throwing that out there. But
I'll never see any time soon.
You gotta come down to Houston. But
next year.
That's saying the same thing. There's over a trillion people in the world. Same exact thing. We just expanded our choices. Just some stuff just got lost in translation, that I believe.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess just to me, it's just, I feel like the impact of actually trying to be a better person to get somebody else is just less, because it's like, it's kind of like the same thing with like getting food brought to you. Like before, it would, you put more effort into making the food, going out and get it. Or even if you're just going to buy it from like a drive, you still have to put the effort to do it. But now it's just forced you to be lazy the way things are now. It's like, oh, click here, click that. It's almost like you treat people like food from like DoorDash or Uber.
Yeah. If you want what you want, though.
People don't want a challenge sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. They got to learn how to put on their shoes and accept this challenge. Put on your Nikes.
A challenge makes you grow more, though.
Put on your Nikes. Time to get running.
I prefer Adidas.
I like Pumas myself. But that was your final remarks, guys?
Yeah, that was my final remarks right there.
All right. I'll say I appreciate y'all again for coming to the first mini episode of the Bubble Boy Chronicles, which will probably be, our name is like episode 12. This is like episode 12 for Jack Antics, but it's still a new mini series.
I'll have one final remark.
What?
When do we get a cut of our paycheck for this?
as soon as Charlie also says this podcast is sponsored by Square Trade.
We need a check. Hey, you know what? I got the perfect song for that. I got the
Manscaped.
Need to re-up on their money.
All right.
We got sponsored by Square Trade, y'all. Here's the it go the outro song.
Man, where do you find these songs at, bro? Where do you find these songs at, bro?
Demonetized.
Right.
I have no shame, y'all.
All right. We need to stop. We'll get them. Oh boy, you got the rag too.
Hold on.
Are you ready to go back to work on Thursday, man?
But hey, let's go end it before we talk about that other stuff. All right, but thank you for coming out, guys. All right,
thanks for the invite.
It's been fun.
We're gonna have another one. You know, just expect the invite, but thank you. Say y'all social medias if y'all want people to follow you.
Well, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, J_Horsley.
And follow your podcast too, bro.
Oh, follow me on my podcast, me and Anthony Tipkins at I Got Work in the Morning. Just type it in, you'll see us.
You got work in the morning.
His podcast. Like, we're going to talk about it off air.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it off air.
What you want them to follow you?
No.
Come on. You talking okay. to right
here? Yeah, I guess not. All right, y'all can follow the podcast at Jack Antics. It's on Instagram and Twitter. and you follow the YouTube page, it's JACANTICS, Jack Antics. On Instagram and Twitter, it's all together. On YouTube, it's separate. It's JAC space Antics. All the same handle. Go ahead and follow the pages. And